Okay, so I brought in Chinguazim to kind of discuss a very, very important and interesting topic that came up this week. There are a lot of interesting things that happened this week, but I would say, well, let's just focus on one and really, really dive deep into this for the week. So, Chinguazim, what's up? Let's do this with a little ginger and spice. You're grooved? You're good?
Let me sit up.
You're sitting up. Good.
Hopefully
good,
that's
good, 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 good. So, how was the week?
Very, very okay.
Very okay.
Yeah.
Nothing major. Nothing special. Did you meet somebody?
Did I meet someone? I didn't, but...
You meet someone over the break?
No, I did not, sadly. Okay. Nobody wanted to meet me, I guess.
All right, so LGBT bachelor here too, but yes, that's beside the
slide point. Into my DMs. I do not bite.
Okay, so over the week, we saw Airtel launch 5G. No, not launch 5G. They didn't launch 5G. They acquired 5G spectrum. For the uninitiated, a 5G spectrum, you can think of it as a basket, and you think of the spectrum as... Yeah, think of it as a basket. The spectrum, everything, every external communication you do on the internet or with mobile devices like calls, SMS, anything you do passes through airwaves like channels in the air. And there are frequencies called spectrums. And once you acquire them, there's a limit to how much information that can pass through at a time, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say when you acquire them, you had 0 users. Now you now have 1,000 users. Mm-hmm. That spectrum will be overloaded, so you need to acquire more spectrum, whatever brand. And this spectrum is usually regulated by the telecom regulator of that country. So for Nigeria, it's the NCC, the Nigerian Communications Commission, the other telecom regulators all over the world. And there's an international body that controls everything, which is the International Telecommunications Union. It's the agency of the UN that controls everything related to technology. So be it satellites, radio, TV, everything. Mm-hmm. They are the ones in... that determine the international standard. So, but 5G, a lot of conversions around it, a lot of excitement, but are you excited?
Not so excited. So I am more focused on how people can use something now than maybe the future. But yes, I get that the future is also important. So I wouldn't say I'm particularly excited, just cautiously optimistic.
Why? Personally, like, personal story, like your experience with what personal experience is making you feel this way.
So first of all, you for a major part of the week, I've had trouble with connecting to the internet.
Which network do you use? Let's expose them. MTN. Yes. Okay.
So I've had issues connecting.
Do you have an Airtel line?
I used to, but I've had to stop using it because I had it and it wasn't working. So I would have like 100 gig, and it was almost like they would wait once I have a lot of data, and then it suddenly starts acting up. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
It was a router, right? A router. Yeah. Who uses an MTN router here? Is it good?
Sometimes, like, it's good in Lagos sometimes, but in Benin it was trash. And then, but in Abuja, surprisingly, it's really, really good.
Okay, so depending on location, you get different levels of... Wow, that's interesting. So we have a lot of issues with 4G. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, and there's also the macro. I wrote an article about it, right? It's Africa ready for 4G, for 5G. Yeah. And yeah, there are macroeconomic considerations, the money, how many people can even afford it, la-di-da-di-da. Then I also had a conversation with an MTN executive that evening, and it was like, everything we're complaining about with 5G as against 4G was the same thing that was happening when you were launching 4G. And 3G was what we had. So yeah, there are lots of interesting things to really, really look at there. So head over to 10.Africa. Then Kenya just implemented 16% VAT for Google users. I don't understand. Is it Google that implemented Kenya's directive? Yeah, it's Google.
Obviously, it's going to be based off what what the Kenyan either government or any agency that regulates
16%.
Yeah.
16%. Nigeria is 7.5%. Come on.
It's a lot, but you can't blame them. They will need to also make some money. So if they probably, ideally, it will be lower than that. But if the government is not so warm towards them, they may just decide to leave it at that. So I guess it falls back on whether the Kenyan people are okay with it or whether they just accept it. If they do not accept it and maybe people make some moves to get it reduced, then possibly to be reduced. But
All right. So check out more stories on TechPoint Africa, or better still, subscribe to TechPoint Digest. Lots of juicy stuffs and a fun and engaging way to start your morning. You can also see the story of the robot lawyer that is defending people in court. I mean, Yeah, it's taking everything. Yeah, but I just saw an article from. Yeah, but that's by the way. So coming to today's main story, Nigerian fintech startup CreditPath just launched a Ride Now Pay Later service, so you can ride with in partnership with Boats. So you can ride with Boats and pay later.
Yes.
Why?
So this was also the same question I had when I heard it. Why would I want to ride now and pay later? But the idea is you get to coordinate your finances. So for a lot of people, not a lot of people, but financial experts would advise you to have like a budget. So you, at the beginning of the month or at whatever time you want, you say, oh, this is how much I will spend on this amount of, on this item. And then you just do it for every other area, every area of your life. So what from the conversation I had with the CEO of CreditPower, he was advocating a scenario where rather than wait to pay every single time you use Bolt, you just use Bolt and you do not pay. But at the end of the month, so usually in Nigeria, you get paid between the 24th and the 31st, or in some cases, the next month. So the moment your payment, your repayment cycle would coincide with that period when you get your salary. So
it's for salary earners.
Yeah, it's for salary earners. So I considering the way CreditPower works, I also assume that it's not just salary earners, but maybe people who have a regular source of income, probably entrepreneurs or something like that. But I guess salary earners will be the bulk
is
of the users.
Is there an income threshold for you to use this service?
Well, none that I can think of. But with the way buy now pay later startups work or services work, I'm going to assume that applies here. So you will not, everybody has like a credit limit. So I think I signed up to see how it works, and I already have like a credit limit myself. So I've not conducted any transaction yet. So I assume that when I conduct any transaction with some level of frequency, then it increases. It's just the same way that your bank, the first day you open an account, you don't get loans. But maybe after 6 years, they know that, okay, this guy is... well, or maybe a few months, they realize that this guy has a steady flow of income, and then they decide to extend loan services to you. So I believe that's how it's going to work. So if you make 600,000 naira and I make 100,000 naira, we can't possibly be spending the same amount of money on both, or we can't have the same credit limit. So everybody has like their own credit limit based on their spending power or purchasing power.
Okay, so 6 years, First Bank, we've been doing this for 8 years. Come on, well, yeah, UBA, we've been doing this. Well, no problem. Yeah, okay, so everybody can use this service now. Everybody on Boats.
So if you want to know, well, not everybody on Boats, but because you have to come through CreditPower.
So technically,
everybody on Boats can use it, but you need to go through CreditPower. You sign up, and once you download the app, you'll see there. I think when you go to more, you'll see Boats right now. So it's called Ride On, but on the app you won't see it as Ride On. So you just click on it, and then you put in your phone number that you signed in with for Bolt, or signed up for Bolt with, and you put your email and just I think just three contact details, and then you're good to go, connected to Bolt.
Okay. You can do that. Okay. So you can check out the article for more details, but I'm just concerned about it's not creating a culture of debt instead of staying in my house. And I will not go out because I can do buy now pay. Sorry, right now pay later.
You decide to do that. Well, that there would always be that.
What if I go above my budget?
Well, if you go above your budget, that's your problem. But you can't go above Boats or CreditPower's limit for you.
Okay, I can't go above. Yeah.
So the moment you do that, you would have to pay out of pocket for that. Because so the thing is, when you do that on Boats, you will now see CreditPower as a payment option. So it means that you can also take rides without Bolt, sorry, without CreditPower as a payment option. And the idea is that it helps to like fast track digital payments on Bolt, and also drags a lot more people to come over and use CreditPower. So it's a very good way to get more customers.
All right. So that's an interesting one. So thank you very much, Chingrezem, for coming on the show today.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, CreditPower. Well, I would like to see how this plays out.
There's an article on it on the website, and I actually want to know what people think. But I'm also working on another one that would explore, not right now, Pileta, but just explores the whole right now, Pileta service in Nigeria. So
okay. So, yeah, we'll be talking about right now, Pileta, and let's just go and have a little fun. And let's just zoom out of the regular Tech Point podcast setting. So today I have with me Precious Mogoli. He's the man behind every article you see on Tech Point. Forget, even if you don't see his name, just know that Precious's hand is there. So he's our lead sub-editor and also the director of SME Cleaning by Tech Point. But what brought him on this podcast is not his sub-editing skills. It's not his job with SMEs in Nigeria, but it's rather his love for sports, not just sports, football. So today, we're going to be discussing a very, very interesting topic about the World Cup, football, and maybe talk about the GOAT conversation. Please, please, everything I say or he says should not be seen as Tech Point's opinion. before we were so Precious, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so how did this happen? How did this happen?
Okay, so Intelligence by Tech Point was talking about possible discussion points when the World Cup started. And between Yinka and Abiodun, they were coming up with stats that they could put out over the course of the World Cup. And Chimgozie and I happened to be in the office when they were having that discussion, and we were helping them fine-tune what could go out, because neither of them can tell a football from a volleyball. So we helped them with that. And in the course of the discussion, a light bulb went off in Yinka's head. And was like, can we do a mini report about this?
Okay.
Do you think people would be interested in reading it? So that was how it came about.
Okay, so for this mini report now, what kind of statistics can we find?
Okay, so the thing with football stats is you can hop on Google and search for any particular stat. But what we are doing is bringing what we've considered interesting stats about the World Cup since Uruguay in 1930 up to the recently concluded one in Qatar. And we've put them together. So instead of finding the first red card in World Cup history on its own, you can find that and
other things that information
I've put together. Yes.
So the first winner of the World Cup, winner of the first World Cup.
No, that those are things that people
can easily search for.
One of the things you will find here. Probably we should just jump into the goat meat before we.
Yeah, before that, before the goat meat, is it just for football lovers or just anybody can?
Interestingly, less than an hour ago, I was listening to Abiodun and Yinka talk, and I was impressed. We had somehow made
them converts,
enthusiasts out of them, and they were having discussions that I don't think before the World Cup started they would have had. So, to answer your question directly, it is primarily for football lovers. But those who want to find out what the hype is about can actually dive in also.
Okay, so the main gist from this now, I'm sure it's going to cause a lot of controversy. The goat meat you were talking about.
Before we go to the goat meat.
We have not got to the goat meat yet, okay.
Before we go to the goat meat, one of the things that we discuss in it is the tech used.
Okay.
Qatar is hosted the most tech-advanced World Cup
in history.
There's something that I found very interesting. They actually made plans for those who are visually impaired.
Wow.
So there's something called the Bonocle, and it's like a smartphone or tablet controller. It converts the content on the screen to Braille in real time. So they can actually follow what's going on. Of course, those who are visually impaired are not necessarily hearing impaired. So they can associate the Braille that they feel with the sounds.
With Peter Jury and all the
exactly.
Okay. So just to round up, right?
Yeah.
the GOAT conversation.
Conversation. Okay, so one of the interesting stats we have is that of the four people constantly mentioned in the GOAT conversation, greatest of all time, you have Pele, you have Maradona, you have Messi, and you have Ronaldo. Only Pele has scored more than five goals. Your beloved Ronaldo and...
you didn't have to bring him up, but go on.
And my beloved Messi, combined, haven't scored up to five.
Even with this last World Cup?
Even with this last World Cup. And I'm very happy to say that Ronaldo has not scored any at all. World Cup knockout goals. Ronaldo hasn't scored any. So...
oh my God.
Yes.
Choosing your GOAT is a lifelong ambition, and I stick with it. That Ronaldo remains my GOAT.
That's why he's in Saudi Arabia.
He's making the money.
He's not a businessman, he's a footballer.
He is making the money. He has done all he has to do in Europe. Your GOAT still has like 2 years.
When he was giving interviews with Piers Morgan, you were not saying all of this.
I beg you, forget that. Yes, and he chose the money.
Top
he has
European
done
club.
Everything.
He said the top European club.
Yes.
He chose the money. You guys can cut us off when you like, but I'm not in this. Okay, guys. Thank you very much, Precious, for... Thank you very much. I was pointing to the camera, but thank you very much, Precious.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to us to this point. And let us know what you think about the GOAT conversation. I don't think the debate has ended. My GOAT is still the GOAT, Ronaldo. But let us know what you think. If anybody can ever replace Pele. I still think about that once in a while. You asked me immediately after Messi won the World Cup and I said, Pele is the GOAT, but that's fine. But yeah, you can reach out to us on the comment section and also reach out to us directly, podcast@tech1.africa. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. And for the audio lovers, you can also find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And see you some other time. Something?
Yes, please. I forgot to mention that this will be dropping next week.
Okay.
And for those who would love to read the report, you can get it by subscribing to intelligence.techpoint newsletter.
Okay.
And then once it drops, you'll get it in your inbox.
So what's the website to subscribe to the newsletter?
That's intelligence.techpoint.africa/newsletter-sign-up.
Okay. That's intelligence.techpoint.africa. You will see the other things there. Thank you very much. All right, guys. See you some other time.